The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Tuesday, August 4th. What to know about Hurricane Isaias, where it made landfall, and where it's expected to go next. Also, President Trump's TikTok ultimatum to meet this one unique condition or be banned in the U.S. Plus, Boeing has a new plan to get its troubled jets back in the air. Dwayne The Rock Johnson bought a pro sports league. And what you can now buy from the failed Fyre Festival. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. More than 100 million Americans are in the path of a hurricane right now. Hurricane Isaias made landfall late last night as a Category 1 near Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina. It arrived with 85-mile-an-hour winds, and this morning, the U.S. Hurricane Center said the Carolinas should brace for a storm surge of up to 5 feet and up to 8 inches of rain. Flash flooding is also possible today and tomorrow, along with strong winds up and down the Atlantic coast from Washington, D.C. to Philadelphia to New York. By the end of the day today, the storm is expected to be in New England. There are storm watches and warnings in effect in several states as far north as Maine. So far, there haven't been any reports of deaths or severe damage. But the storm has been described as life-threatening, so people are being encouraged to take it seriously and evacuate as necessary. Well, it's August now, and parts of the U.S. are already getting back to school. The New York Times reports about 14% of the nation's children are usually back in class by the second week of August, mostly in the South and Midwest. While some have postponed the start of school, others have already started classes, like in Indiana. And already, at least a few are seeing staff members testing positive for COVID-19. Meanwhile, teachers in several other American cities have been protesting plans to reopen in person during a pandemic. They want online only. The responses from local officials are mixed. Some say they're ready to change plans again if they have to. Others insist not all students have the resources to keep up remotely, so in-person is necessary. Either way, this all comes as new cases are surging in Midwestern states like Missouri, Ohio, and Minnesota. But the good news is some of the previous hotspots, California, Florida, Texas, and Arizona, all saw fewer COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations yesterday. Still, the nation's top infectious disease expert is concerned. Dr. Anthony Fauci explained that some states are struggling to identify who has COVID-19, isolate them, and track down their contacts because so many spreaders just don't have symptoms. He now suggests states with high case counts could consider new lockdown restrictions, especially before the fall flu season. But President Trump pushed back, saying a lockdown is not the answer. Trump argues it would cause more harm than good and would not actually stop the virus. For now, it's still up to the governor and local officials in each state. President Trump and his company may be under investigation for fraud. In the latest court filing this week, a New York City prosecutor now says he's looking into criminal activity that may have been going on for more than a decade at the Trump Organization. Remember, President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, has told Congress before that Trump overstated his net worth when it served his purposes and understated it to reduce his real estate taxes. Cohen has called his former boss a con man and a cheat. And apparently, that's what the New York City prosecutor wants to get to the bottom of. But he says he needs years of Trump's financial records to actually investigate it. Trump's legal team is trying to block those efforts and is asking a judge to declare the request invalid. Meanwhile, President Trump says the accusations just aren't true, and he feels he's a victim of a political witch hunt orchestrated by Democrats. To be continued. All right, we have an update about the future of the popular video sharing app, TikTok. President Trump has now publicly given Microsoft the okay to acquire part of the app, but there is a big catch. Trump says the U.S. will only allow the deal to go through if the government gets, quote, a lot of money in exchange. As he explains it, TikTok has more than 100 million users here in the U.S., so the app owes America for its success, and because the government is making it possible for this deal to happen. Remember, the president has said the TikTok app is a national security risk because it's currently owned by the Chinese company ByteDance. So he says he'll allow an American company to buy it by September 15th, or he plans to ban the app altogether in America. TikTok responded, saying it's committed to its American audience, and even though the app is working out some issues, users can expect it to be here for the long haul. Microsoft has not weighed in on President Trump's latest demands for payments, but as of this morning, negotiations are still happening. Stay tuned. All right, we have more news coming up, but first let's take a quick break for our sponsor. Do you ever feel like you want something similar to what The Newsworthy is for news, but for nonfiction books, where you get the key things to know in just about 10 or 15 minutes? If so, say hello to a unique app called Blinkist. Blinkist gives you the best key takeaways from over 3,000 nonfiction bestsellers in over 27 categories. Blinkist condenses them down into blinks, where you can read or listen in just 15 minutes. For me, Blinkist complements my regular reading. I'll be taking my time getting through a full book while also getting additional knowledge, tips, and perspectives from a variety of books on Blinkist. Check out the bestseller Why We Sleep for the science behind sleep, or learn more from Mark Cuban with How to Win at the Sport of Business. And Blinkist has a special offer. Go to Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial and get 25% off a Blinkist premium membership and up to 65% off audiobooks that are yours to keep forever. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to get 25% off a premium membership and a 7-day free trial. And before we get back to the news, a quick reminder that we're taking part in a giveaway with some other podcasters. You can be entered to win $500. Just text the Newsworthy special code word FLOWER, F-L-O-W-E-R, FLOWER, to 555-888, and you'll be in the running to win $500. It's happening this week only. Okay, now back to the news. There's now a formal plan to get the troubled Boeing 737 MAX jets back in the air. U.S. air safety regulators have finally created a checklist detailing what still needs to be fixed to get the aircraft flying again. It's a pretty long checklist, going on for almost 100 pages. The fixes include updating the flight control software, rerouting some of the plane's wiring, and revising crew procedures. The FAA says this would help correct the problems that led to two deadly crashes. Remember, because of those crashes and major safety concerns, the entire fleet of MAX jets has been grounded around the world since March of last year. The proposed fixes are now up for public comment for 45 days, and if all goes well, Boeing can start making the corrections. And it could have the planes ready to fly again by the end of the year. Google revealed three new smartphones, including two that can support 5G. That's the Pixel 5 and an upgraded version of the Pixel 4a. These are the company's first phones that can support the faster cellular network. Reuters reports the new phones start at $500 each and are due out this fall. Google has also dropped a cheaper smartphone, the basic version of the Pixel 4a, which does not have 5G. It's $350 and available for pre-order now. The newest professional football league, called the XFL, will soon have a new big-name owner. We're talking about Dwayne The Rock Johnson. CBS Sports reports he's teaming up with his ex-wife and a sports management company to buy the XFL for a reported price of $15 million. And it comes at the right time. The XFL filed for bankruptcy in April after its season ended early because of the pandemic. And this was already the second attempt to launch an alternative to the NFL. The first XFL launched in 2001 and failed, and this version of the new league was just revived this year. Now it seems the new celebrity owner may give it another go. That is, if a bankruptcy court approves the sale. Stay tuned. The infamous Fyre Festival will live on. Yes, we're talking about what was supposed to be that glitzy music festival in the Bahamas back in 2017, but it ended up being a spectacular flop. People showed up to find half-built tents and scarce food, and two documentaries have since been made about its failure. The festival's main organizer even went to prison for fraud. Well, now U.S. Marshals are auctioning off the swag that was seized from the failed event, meaning people can bid on Fyre Festival-branded t-shirts, pants, hats, and more. And believe it or not, people want that stuff. The bidding has already been super competitive. For example, some hats were listed for just $15 and are already up to $300. They're available via an online auction through August 13th. And that's it for the main 10 minutes of news today. But now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, where we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, I want to tell you about another podcast called Passport. Passport lets you travel the world from your living room, no mask needed. Every week, Passport takes you somewhere new in the world and tells you an amazing story about it. In fact, one recent episode is called Iran Misinfo Nation, and the podcast digs into some of the common and not so common misconceptions about the country. They also have a fun one about Iceland and many more. There are new episodes every Tuesday. Just search Passport wherever you get your podcasts or find them at frequencymachine.com/passport. Okay, so today's trivia question is this. The ZIP in zip code is an acronym. So what does the ZIP, ZIP, stand for in zip code? Again, the question is, what does the ZIP in zip code stand for? You can answer this week's question in our Instagram stories quiz that will be posted this morning. Once you guess, it'll reveal the correct answer right away. So find and follow us and play along at NewsworthyPod on Instagram. Three people who guess today will get a shout out on the show next Tuesday. As for last week's question, it was, the unicorn is the national animal of what country? The answer is Scotland. The mythical unicorn was chosen because of its association with dominance and chivalry, as well as purity and innocence in Celtic mythology. Shout out to Holly N, Meg S, Jeremy K, and everyone else who played along on Instagram last week. And that's it for today. Thanks for listening and making the Newsworthy part of your routine. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.